Holla, hey, it's Sam. I know, we don't have the intro music just right now. Here's why. Little bit sound quality alert. Not terrible. Today's podcast I did from the car on the road because I just wanted to get the message out. So you're going to hear a little bit of that in the background, but the message, flat out awesome. For today, hope you have an amazing day. And cue the Everyday Saturday intro.
Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show
on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what is up, Saturday Nation? Welcome back. Just finished up a really great Momentum Club webinar that I do every other week for our coaching clients. And just wanted to share some of that with you to inspire you about how to create momentum, how to stay focused, why are we here? Got pretty deep on the webinar, actually. I asked the question, why are we here? You know, that's a question. I think that's why the Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren's book, sold so many copies, over 40 million copies, because it tries to answer that question. Why are we here? You know, what are we doing? So I'm not going to get that deep real quick on the show. My name's Sam Crowley, ex-corporate slave, psychologically unemployable, gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, went for my dream, went broke, catastrophic failure, embarrassed beyond belief, couldn't even show my face in public. Slowly but surely, though, over the next few years after that, started to build this little brand called Every Day is Saturday. And the one thing I've been doing since 2005 is creating audios, mainly podcasting, putting them on iTunes and Spotify and places like that. It's just to inspire people. Take on the occasional coaching client. It's actually how I feed my family, is I sell private one-on-one coaching. If you'd like to apply, you don't even have to apply. If you just book a call. Let's talk about your dream. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Love to hear about your dream. And I promise you, we work together. People will travel for miles around to watch you burn, baby. So let's get after it. What I really wanted to talk about was this whole momentum code that I talk about a lot. It's vision. Begins with vision. Big vision yields what? If the next component is action, and you've got a big vision, do you think you're going to take big action? Of course you are. You're not going to take a little action. Like, if you've got this huge vision, well, I guess you could. But if you took little action, what kind of results you think you're going to get? Exactamundo, little results. We know this. We know it to be true. We've seen it play out in our life everywhere. We take, you know, we got a big vision for a change in our health. So we take big action. We probably go to the gym, grab one of those diets on the internet, keto or vegan, whatever it is, whatever your flavor is, that's fine. And we do well with it. You know, the results are there. We got the before and after photos. We're taking our clothes off, doing 360s in the mirror, snapping selfies, sending them to everybody. But then, you know, inevitably, if it's not something that you can do forever, what do? You put the weight back on. And why do you do that? Because it wasn't sustainable. It's a big word when you're talking about momentum. Is the momentum sustainable? Because whenever we go to do anything, we're going to be met with adversity. And we're going to be met with some setbacks and things that just don't feel right, look right, taste right. It's not going to work out exactly how we thought. So this whole reason why you're even doing what you're doing has to pull you through. That whole, why am I here? That question right there. Like, why are you here? You're not here to be a speaker, a trainer, a seminar leader, a podcaster, content creator, a carpenter, a contractor, a lawyer, a teacher. That's not why you're here. You're here to add value to the lives of other people. Do you think you would add more value to the lives of other people if you were more passionate about what it is that you do? I've used this example a lot, And I don't know why. It's certain things that, this ever happened to you? Like just a random occurrence in your life. It was meaningless at the time. Meaningless. But then you gave it some meaning and now, you know, you kind of fall back on it sometimes. I'll give you an example. You tell me if this ever happened to you. I was in Atlanta. It was 2005. I was at a live event, actually. The first, one of the very first live events I ever went to in the motivational space. And I went out to dinner at the Sheraton in downtown Atlanta. I was actually staying there. So I just went down to the lobby, grabbed dinner. And the waiter came up to me, this young guy, you know, 20 something, nice kid. And you never know what you're going to get with a waiter, some kid who's just going to college or an actor and they don't like what they do at all and they've got zero passion for the job and it shows and they're just there like, hurry up, give me your order. And then you get a guy like this guy, okay? I said, he goes, would you like to try the soup of the day? I'm not a soup of the day kind of guy. But I figured, yeah, you know what? I'm here by myself in Georgia. Mine, I got no time. I mean, I got nothing but time. But I got nowhere to be. Sure, tell me about the soup, you know? Had my USA Today. Back then, you couldn't get news on your phone. So I had the USA Today that came with that day. And he said something, I forget the name of the soup, but I didn't forget what he said next. He said, the soup will make your palate dance. And I thought, damn, I can't remember ever having my palate dance. Wow. Give it to me, man. I didn't even know what it was. Didn't care. When he said it was going to make my palate dance, I was all in. So he had an incredible passion for being a waiter. And he had no reason to have an incredible passion to be a waiter because I'm sure it was just kind of a stepping stone to his next gig. But while he was there, he was on. While he was there, he was on. Didn't matter what he felt like that morning or when he went to bed that night. Didn't matter what problems he had. While he was there, he was going to be the best waiter that he could be. And I'll tell you what, man, I left a tip for him. I know it was big. I don't know the dollar amount, but it felt big at the time for what I had. And I was going through some tough times. I was just happy that I connected with that dude that night. And he didn't do anything special except just have passion for what he did. And that's how we all create momentum. That's why we're here. He added value. Look, I'm talking about the guy 15 years later, just about. A waiter. Don't even know his name. He'll never remember me in a million years. No reason to. It's just, like I said, does that ever happen to you? Just a random run-in or something happened that is so meaningless at the time until you thought about it maybe in a different context or a bigger context. And it's not like it's, you know, life-changing, but I thought that's a pretty cool example. But it was so meaningless at the time. But I use that in a lot of examples. More, I've probably used it 20 times on my podcast or on a webinar. Just because I'll always remember that dude. So why are we here? Why are you here? You're not here to be a waiter, okay? You're not here to be a CEO. You're here to add value to the lives of other people that even if you have the most casual encounter with them, it will have an impact on their life. Kind of like the butterfly effect, you know? Just by you doing something that you love to do. Don't do something that you don't love to do. We all have to do things we don't like to do. But that's not what we do for a career. That's not what we do for a living. We do that to pay the bills, to get by, you know. Look, I don't like weed eating. I love my riding mower, but I don't like having to get off my riding mower and do the weed eating part around our house. And we got an acre of land and it's like, you know, it's, I'm not complaining because I don't mind manual labor either. I just, if I could like, oh, and we got this part by our pool. God, I sound so privileged and I hate even saying this because I'm not even that guy. So please forgive me for sounding like that guy. But we got this in-ground pool and on the one side, it's all grass and I can't get my riding mower up there because there's no place to get the riding mower up there. And I refuse to buy a little push mower for just this little strip of land, but it's big enough to be a huge pain in my backside to weed eat the whole thing. I just don't like it. And then grass gets in the pool. How privileged do I sound right now? I know. I sound like that guy. I apologize. But I'm just telling you in context of what I'm talking about right now. I weed eat that strip of grass, and it all goes in the pool. And then guess what I got to do? Yep. Get the net out and fish it all out of the pool. And it's an extra 40 minutes of work that I don't want to do. So we have to do things that we don't want to do in order to live a life that we want to live long term. Okay? I love the house we have now. It's half the size of the home we used to have, but it has brought 10 times the joy because we downsized, we minimized our life, especially after what happened with our daughter, Susan, a few years ago. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to add value to your life. That's why I do a podcast every day. I hope I'm adding value to your life. And if I'm not, let me know. But I'm not here to change your life. Although I think if you listen to this show every day for 5 years or 10 years, it will. It will have a positive impact on your life. What can you do? Why are you here? Answer that question. How can you create momentum in a space that you love to work in, knowing that you're going to sometimes have to do things that you don't like to do, like weed eat by the pool and then fish all the grass out of there, okay? But long term, you're going to add value to the lives of others, being passionate about what you believe, never sell out, never do something that you don't believe in just because the money's there, and live a good life, man, and build that legacy and take a screenshot of when you Google your name today and then take a screenshot of when you Google your name a year from now. And that's called legacy. And if you do that, you're gonna be very satisfied with this life on earth that you got. This very short life, but very impactful. And if I can help, I would love to help you launch this movement that you got on your mind. Go to launchwithsam.com, book a 30-minute call with me, and let's do it. All right? I'll be waiting for your call. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.